Scan down the list of local ballot issues facing Sonoma County voters, and you'll find a series of bond measures and parcel taxes for schools and the fire district, even a pair of sales tax increases in Sebastopol and Healdsburg. There are district elections in Santa Rosa, park funds for Petaluma, and in Cotati, the hot local issue is roundabouts. Local businesswoman and former city council member Patty Minnis is one of the principal people behind Measure U, which calls for a permanent ban on roundabouts, or anything like them, anywhere in Cotati.
Over the last 20 years, we've fought these several times at different corners on Redwood Highway. So the business owners are just kind of tired of it. To have to fight the same battle over and over again, just change corners. What they've proposed is over by Walgreens and one in front of Papa Murphy's, which is about a 500-foot area, to put two of them. My understanding is it hasn't been done like that before, and it's an experiment.
Current Cotati Councilman Mark Landman is a leading spokesman against Measure U. He sees roundabouts as a multiple benefit for his city, beginning with less traffic congestion and reduced greenhouse gas emissions.
A roundabout plan costs roughly $1 million less to build because it isn't physically as wide. We don't need to purchase as much property. We're not in construction as long, and we don't have to move the PG&E utilities. It looks nicer. It maintains more of the small-town feel that people want in Cotati. If you go with a wider road, it's going to have more of the look of a Santa Rosa Avenue, not necessarily what Catanians want in their downtown. But even more important are the numbers on safety. These are from the Department of Transportation and the Insurance Institute. 37% to 51% reduction in all collisions, 73% to 80% reduction in injury collisions. And finally, and this is the big one, 90% reduction in fatal collisions.
Minnis doesn't buy any of that. Citing past traffic studies conducted for Cotati, she sees the traffic circles as a recipe for worse traffic impacts, not improvements, and fears that more will soon be on the way.
They said that the roundabouts wouldn't work on Redwood Highway unless you put them at every intersection. So when they talk about putting one or two of them in, that's just phase one. They'll need to put them on every intersection, and they're not disclosing that to the people. So you're looking at an additional minimum of $10 million. The other thing they said was that it would divert 34% of the traffic onto the residential streets. Traffic flows like water, takes the path of least resistance. And if you live on one of the residential streets, you don't want that.
Minnis agrees roundabouts can be effective in some places, just not in Cotati. But Landman suspects that fear of the unknown is also fueling this issue to the detriment of the city's future.
To have improvement, to get a chance to have something better, you have to be able to also accept change. It's the only way that leads to improvement. Otherwise, we're just locked to the past. Specifically, the fact that it outlaws all roundabouts, any traffic circles, or even any circular traffic device forever in Cotati. That's a pretty extreme measure, because if the city of Cotati was currently being constructed, and if Measure U passed, we wouldn't be able to construct our city with that hexagonal center. It wouldn't be legal, because it is one of those circular traffic devices.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.